You're listening to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today, and most people don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. The key to this is simple: love. Join me, Dr. Lisa Collins, for the next hour as I unpack and identify the need for a peaceful, love-filled existence by engaging the challenging and hard topics of life. On this show, you will lean into the healing practices that enlarge your spiritual reality through the act of love. This kind of love begins with yourself and your neighbor and transcends age, race, sex, generation, class, and sexual identity. The world changes when we root ourselves in love. Love and Light with Dr. Lisa starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to bring more love into your everyday life. Each second and fourth Wednesday, 1 Pacific, 12 Mountain, and 4 Eastern Time, we will have tools for living every day in peace. More and more, we see racial violence and discord in our world. And some people hide away from the tragedies. Others blame those who inflict the harm. And some become so angry. And some find a way to bring healing and true justice through transformation into our world. Today, I welcome the some that brings true justice and transformation. Camila Adams, the founder and owner of Mimi's Fresh Teas, a social justice t-shirt company that amplifies social justice, tough social justice conversations. Camila, welcome to Love and Light.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is an honor to have you. And I just like want the viewers to know like your story. Tell us about yourself and how this t-shirt company became a way of true justice.
Yes, that's a great question, Lisa. I began my journey as a PTA executive at a local school, and I seen a lot of inequities and miseducation of, you know, kids of color, and most of the time was only Black women in these settings. And so I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could just wear my truth instead of speaking my truth? Because it was exhausting being in those meetings. I did have allies in there, you know, who amplified my voices, and that was great. And that is where Mimi's Fresh Tea started. It was it's because I wanted people to wear their user shirt as a billboard.
That's an amazing, 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 amazing idea and a powerful idea, because we know that injustice is not meeting needs, and true justice is meeting needs. And so I'm pointing out my shirt because I am wearing one of these shirts. This shirt came to my house. It says love over hate. Yeah. And I wanted to definitely wear it today. And I talk about this all the time, love over hate. And so I love the way that you're illuminating, like bringing the light unto these conversations that are really difficult to have. And I have had the same experience that you've had as an educator locally and watching students of color, really Black students, not being taught and being excluded from educational systems. So this is a transformation. And tell us about, so you had the idea, you wrote, you had put your t-shirt on, and then what happened?
Yeah, so my first design, I wish I had a picture of it, but it was for a Black History remix play that we did at the local school. And it's this beautiful silhouette of this Black woman with an afro and roots coming down at the bottom of her neck. And in the silhouette, it says Black History, or Black History Remix, Reimagine Past, Future, and Present. And that is my very first design. And the community just loved it. And I just started from there. And I was like, this is great. I think I'm on to something. Let me continue to create designs or become the creative director of certain designs like the love over hate one, and just put and spread that message of love, equality, justice out into our community because it's so needed right now. And another popular shirt of mine is Make Racism Wrong for Once. And I'm every time I think I'm going to retire that shirt, I bring it back.
Please don't. Please don't retire that one. I don't have it. I don't have it. And I have to have that shirt. And being able to put a shirt on is a way of empowerment for people because we don't really talk about race. And my work is in racial healing. We don't talk about race. So when it was time that I needed healing myself, there was no one there to talk to. People talk to me about getting along, like you can move past this, but not to validate how I feel or even help me heal that energy to move to a place of love.
Yeah, we have to move and we have to be able to sit in our feelings too, because, you know, and I say we because I'm a Black woman, we experience racism, not just for ourselves, but also for our children.
Absolutely.
Basis. And we have to know how to navigate this world because America is founded on racism and racist practice. And you see a lot of these institutions that are just on autopilot. You know, they're doing so much harm. And sometimes they don't even realize it, or maybe they do, I'm not sure, but we have to know how to navigate this world and teach our children how to navigate it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is my wheelhouse. This, you know, teaching, growing, learning, transforming, like Dr. King talked about. Yes. We transform that energy. We don't hate our oppressors. We transform. And that's restorative justice and transformative justice. Yeah. But where do we start? I mean, I love the t-shirts. And so also with the t-shirts came, everyone wasn't loving the t-shirts.
Yes, speak about transformation and reversing hate. So I received several death threats to my home address, threatening to murder me and my daughter with an AR-15. I didn't know what to do. I was going to shut everything down and just hide somewhere because we all know racism exists, but when it showed up to your doorstep,
right,
the hatred and the evil, it was, and to put a child in that as well, that is just beyond despicable. And my daughter is the one that said, no, you got to keep going. You got to show up. And she said, you need to post that letter. And I was like, I don't know. A couple of days went by. I posted it to Instagram. The letter went viral because I drafted up a letter as well, because I really wanted people to understand, like, we're not so progressive here in Portland. This mm-hmm. is in Portland.
Yes.
It showed up to my home address,
mm-hmm.
my sanctuary.
Right.
My children.
Yes.
Acceptable. And so I, so many people I didn't even know showed up with love. They were sending me emails. And that is what transformed love over hate. That's why the love on your shirt is overshadowing and crushing the hate. That's the design. Yeah. That's why the hate is so small, because
yeah.
the love
keeps wow.
pushing it down and compressing it down and yeah. flushing it out.
Wow. That is so powerful. And so I know that that the universe must be leading you, because this is like a major trudge forward in our community. First, to illuminate that our nation is built on settlers' colonialism, is built on the violence of taking others' lives, culture, et cetera. It can go on and on and on. And I think a beautiful example of that is Raoul Peck's Exterminate All the Brutes, because he shows in his documentary where blood and race and colorism started in the 1400s, yeah. right? So but this history is a history we don't know. So when we go to have this conversation about race, we are often People don't have a place to have it, one. So I love the shirts. Like the shirts are an excellent starting point. And then the other thing is that when the feelings start to come, the explicit and implicit memory of generational and historical trauma, then that's when people shut down.
Yes.
And I think that the thought and the time it takes to threaten you to stop talking.
Yeah.
It's just that. Wow. It is time for a break.
Yeah.
You are listening to Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, talking to Camila Adams, the founder, owner of Mimi's Fresh Teas. I'm wearing one right now, a social justice t-shirt company that amplifies through having tough conversations and social justice. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belz on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
We are back on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, and our guest, Camila Adams, the founder and owner of Mimi's Fresh Teas, a social justice t-shirt company that amplifies tough social justice conversations. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Camila. Could you please give us your contact information or where listeners can go follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Mimi's Fresh Teas, and then you can also contact me through my website and purchase shirts online at Mimi's Fresh Teas PDX.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Wonderful. So we were just talking about the history in our last segment of how you got started and how you experienced like the physical threat, not only for you, but for your child. And just like the shaking of a foundation of, I just remember one time when I, my house was burglared. I don't know if that's the right word, but someone broke into my house. And I just remember the way my feeling I felt and how unsafe I felt. And being Black, walking while Black, driving while Black, doing anything while Black, is there's a threat. And the threat comes from this settler's colonialism. And yet, through the mouths of babes, your daughter's like, no, no, we continue. We continue. That right there is moving in itself. That we continue. And it reminds me, I'm sitting here looking at Dr. King. It reminds me, Dr. King's always right near me. It reminds me of what Dr. King talked about. But those challenges.
Yeah.
What else did you do to kind of live through those challenges that of knowing people? I know you made national news.
Yes. Yeah. NBC XL. I was actually, that was released, I want to say maybe in March of this year. And yeah, I made national news. And what kept me going, Lisa, was my friends and my children and in the community of total complete strangers that just really showed up for me and showed me love. Also too, if we can talk, be real, you know, I still going through therapy because it disrupts your nervous system. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we never talk about as a society is how racism disrupts our nervous system and how you're hypervigilant all the time. And, you know, it took me a while to get past that. It took me a while to be comfortable taking a walk with my children in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Or an American flag with a pickup truck driving by. That disrupted my nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just doing the work and continuing to just express love and show up for our community and people showing up for us. That's what kept me going. And Mimi's Fresh Teas and creating new content and creating new designs. That's really what keeps me going because I really feel it's important to get this message out and use your shirt as a billboard.
Absolutely. And what you're saying about the nervous system, I completely identify with. Through my own racialized healing is those implicit and explicit streams that run in my body. And then when a trauma does happen, a trauma that's either a trauma or a racial trauma, it encapsulates itself and to protect me. My body protects me through this neural net. And the neural net is right there. But if something comes close to it that's similar, I drop right back into the trauma field. Now that's interpersonal neurobiology that has been That is science. And yet racial trauma is not illuminated. It's not talked about. Like I have 1,000 paper cuts every day. And my work is on how did I heal from that? Because there was no place to go. And I thank God for provider here in Portland, Danette Otto and Mark Otto, who came, who I just was led to. And through working with them, I learned that when I felt that, I learned what it was, and I learned to go back and heal from that. And my purpose is to help other people. Yeah. Like, we don't have to suffer this alone. If you're suffering racial trauma, please reach out, because my work, my life work is about doing what you're doing, creating communities of support, because you're creating communities by doing what you're doing. And at the same time, I love it that I don't love it because it is sad to see how much we are in pain, but I appreciate it more like I appreciate the honesty that you're talking about. This is how we get through it. This is how we're living, especially for Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
Racial trauma is a trauma.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we're in a predominantly white city. And a lot of the racial trauma that happens is covert. It's not overt racism.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of institutions who keep upholding white supremacy and And they think they're being progressive, and they probably mean well, but it's so ingrained.
It is.
A lot of folks sometimes, and we have to start having these tough conversations, right? You got to get a little uncomfortable because that's how we're going to move forward.
Right. Yeah. What you're talking about is definitely what I've observed in the institutions that have allowed me to work with them and coach them. I always start them with wellness first. Mm-hmm. I start them with getting to know their bodies and listening to their bodies. Then when we get to the point, and I'm working with a school in California, when we get to the point of now it's going to, we're going to talk about some truths. And what I talk about is what I've done, never heard in any training I've been to. You're going to feel it in your body.
Yes.
It's going to burn off, but you're going to feel it. You may feel like you want to get up and run up out of here. You may feel like you want me to shut up. That is part of the healing.
Yeah.
And once it burns off, it'll be gone. But we as a collective have to sit through it.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
It is our collective work. So I hear you with the challenges. And there are providers who help racialized healing. If you're a person out there and you thought like, what are they talking about, racial healing? Then please reach out. You know, contact me, contact Camila. Reach out, because we don't want you to suffer. And if you are a European American and you think this is my problem, it is our problem. Because you too have to heal from what is happening with generations of your own people. One thing that that I was able to do, which I'm grateful for here in the Portland area, is create a chapter of Coming to the Table. Coming to the Table is a racial reconciliation group. So it's where people who have been enslaved, like myself and myself, and people who have families have been enslavers, come together to the table. And our meeting is tonight at 7 online. But one of the things that I want to definitely talk to people about is like Mimi's teas, because I believe the Coming to the Table, our Portland chapter, definitely supports justice and having the tough conversations. That's why people join. That's why they come.
I love that. Everyone at the table.
Because at the table, we come to the table. We come to experience our own healing, not to project on anyone else's healing, to find out about the past so that we can move forward to a better tomorrow. Yes. And we have to do it together. My European American friends, their learning may look different than mine, but it's their learning and they claim it. When people come to the table, they claim it.
Yeah, a lot of my past equity work has been, racial equity work, has been with a group of diverse people, and we healed together and we inserted ourselves in meetings together because we were leaning on each other and we were having tough conversations. And that does, I mean, we have to heal first. We had tough conversations, but then we said, well, what action can we take? What's the next step?
Right. What can we do?
Yes.
And we need it's our collective well-being that matters. It's our collective wellness that matters. And it, by me doing my own research on my own lived experience here in Oregon in education, I was a little surprised. Yeah. I was like, first of all, I didn't have racial consciousness. But what does that mean? Well, racial consciousness for me is understanding my ancestral knowledge, understanding settlers' colonialism, understanding the systems of oppression that exist, and that I would pretend like I was Joe. And I was like, well, if it works for Joe, it works for me. Not so much. And now I know to be strategic and to lean on my critical friends and to collectively, how are we going to interrupt this oppressive system? Because it has built brick by brick from many, many years ago.
Yeah.
So I can't run like Braveheart. I don't be a Braveheart. I tell people, don't do that. They said, well, I'm going to do this. I said, don't do it. Let's stop for a minute. Let's think about how we're going to handle this together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. Got to be strategic and we got to show up together.
We have to. It is our collective well-being. So you, and another thing that I'm impressed by is that you live this journey out loud, like nationwide. Yeah. Like you were on the national platform and on a local platform.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, you know, sharing that story, I felt uncomfortable. I felt vulnerable. But it was really important to get that message across. Like, this is still happening. So when you're a business owner in Portland, Oregon, you have to navigate things differently. So like when I'm talking about opening up a storefront, I got to see what security measures are put into place. Mm-hmm. How many people, business owners, have to think of that? And I'm talking about security measures for racist people showing up, coming into the store.
Confronting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so then
always,
mm-hmm.
It's just something that I can't get rid of. You know what I mean? Like right now, like my store is on the fourth floor in a secure building and I buzz people in. It's not really ideal, but I feel like I'm just rethinking retail.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
We have to be safe and I have to make sure that I am safe is why I am still conducting my business. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's important for people to know. It's like you can invisibilize things that you don't see, but once you can see, you can see. And once you can hear, you can hear. And I hope the listeners, I hope you can hear and see what is real that's happening in our communities. And we want to be able to work together to solve and to heal these things. Time for a break. Wow. Awesome conversation. You're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. When we come back, we'll continue to talk to Camila Adams, the founder and owner of Mimi's Fresh Teas. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Tune in
to Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
You are listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. We're back. We're going to continue to talk to Camila Adams, the founder and owner of Mimi's Fresh Teas, a social justice t-shirt company. And we were just talking about the challenge of being threatened while Black, being threatened while doing anything to disrupt oppression. And you were just saying something amazing.
Yes, you know, I was basically just saying like how when you receive those threats, you operate your business differently. You know, you have to make sure that you have security measures put into place. I wanted to make sure that I was safe and that the building that I opened up my retail space in had security and cameras and just all kinds of safety measures. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people, business owners, have to navigate that. That's just an extra layer of what we have to do as being a Black-owned business in America that has seen, that has received a death threat.
Wow. And it kind of reminds me of the short film that I wrote and produced. I'll be careful what you ask for. It's about the death of Jason Eric Washington that happened by the college police in downtown Portland. And there's a part in the film where the characters are trying to talk about what they think is going on in the country, but they can't see past their own experience. Mm-hmm. And just because you don't experience doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And then when horrible things happen, like the loss of life or like these threats, we want to invisibilize it and marginalize it. And that's that interpersonal neurobiology part. It's like, what if people who look like you were killed regularly? What if your children, people who look like you were killed regularly? How would you feel? And by the end of the film, there's a European American character, a man who is weeping over the loss of Black lives. Mm-hmm. And it does something to people. Mm-hmm. Why? Why does that do something to you? That he's a human grieving for other humans. Yeah. That tells you right there, like the fact that you were threatened and other business owners are threatened and it's invisibilized by A, the people that you are saying, hey, this happened to me, and B, by society as a whole, let you know that we're not well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you can't belittle receiving a letter or letters, plural, because we've seen time and time again, these actions take place in America.
There right was here.
In Buffalo, right? Mm-hmm. In Portland, the recent one in Buffalo. He intentionally wanted to kill Black people. We have a real problem here. And we have to start one, talking about it, but disrupting these systems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're listening and you're thinking, well, I don't really understand it, I'm going to say there's two things that I would say to you. One, watch Raoul Peck's Exterminate All the Brutes. It's on HBO and it's on Amazon Prime. Two, and go and watch my short film, Be Careful What You Ask For. You can just Google it, you'll find it. And when you're watching it, ask yourself how you feel. Ask yourself how you feel. And if you start to feel like you want to get up and run, that's it. That's the feeling that we're all going through on a regular basis. And that's what we need to get through to go. And honestly look at. You cannot deny the country was taken from the indigenous people. You cannot deny that. You cannot deny African people were brought here for free labor for many, many years, never, never paid back for building this country, as well as people from China, as well as people from Mexico. So you can't deny that. You can't deny women's bodies have been violated consistently. Black women have been more than violated. You can't deny it. You can't deny it. You may want to deny it, but you can't deny it. And there's so much more. I mean, I could do a show on you can't deny. That may be my next show. You can't deny. So if people are like, you're such an excellent example. And if people are like, what can I do? Like, you did this. They want to do work like you. What would you say to them?
You know, I would say, one, you have to build genuine relationships with people. And that's what I have a keen focus on, because I really do believe when you build genuine relationships with people from diverse and unique backgrounds, we can all do this work collectively together. And you can also shop Mamie's Fresh Teas, because supporting Black-owned businesses is just one piece of it. But you also too have to do the work and do workshops and work together as a collective community. One of the things that I also do is that I do community engagement events. And the reason I do those events is because I want us all to come together. I want us all to learn from each other. I want us all to build genuine relationships with each other so we can tackle these systems of oppression.
That's beautiful. I love that. I'll be there. I'll be there, because we need more community. And it's interesting because we have people doing similar work. You know, my focus is about healing communities of support. There's many other people that are doing similar work. I look for the synergy to happen in Portland. You know, this is where we are. We're in Portland, Oregon. The synergy to happen to bring healing to our world and to our communities, and to teach our children. And it is something that is entrenched, and it can be undone. It can be undone. So community events, looking, follow Mimi's Teas on Instagram, check out their website, buy t-shirts for your friends, wear your t-shirts. And if you really feel called to bring healing to this world, don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything stop you. And a threat to your life and to your children's life, that's really huge. I don't know how anyone would respond to that. You know, that feeling of powerlessness. But to keep marching forward in community is what we all need. So if you're out there and you would like to do this work, join Coming to the Table. Jump into these community events, become part of wherever you are in the world, you can do this work. It just starts with one person talking to another person. So, and then sometimes it gets hard. I mean, the work is not, it didn't stay like this forever because it was easy. It's difficult at times. And so if you really want to get into the work, and I think you all do, because we really have like one job, it's to care for one another. That's our only job to do on this earth. And we can't seem to do that. We can harm each other. We smite each other. I mean, that's coming straight out of my book, but it's just like, we have to do better. So Mimi, are there other ways for people to volunteer with your company? Is there, what kind of call to action do you have going on right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that I just started initiating this month is Take Action with Mimi. And these are for my email subscribers. And I'm going to focus on something every month and call people in to take action with me, because I am seeing a lot of things here. And I feel like it needs a collective response.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You can sign up with my email list. Please shop and support, share with your friends. I just think that is just so important so I can continue to, because I do this full time and I need to continue to feed my family, and I got to continue to, to host events and speaking truth to power. So
nice. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Tell us like one thing that that may have surprised you when you're working with people. Because I know you're creating new relationships all the time with people throughout the nation and maybe even throughout the world. So what is one thing that has a story or something, an experience that has brought really a warmness in to you to, I mean, there's many things that have happened to let you know, like you're being protected, but, and you're being guided, but is there something in particular that stands out?
You know, people genuinely do care. There was one community member that sent me this beautiful letter. And it said, you know, when they messed with you, they messed with all of us. And that just brought chills to me, because I kept hearing that message. Once he put it out there, I kept hearing it. And I knew that I was covered and that I was protected. And it really surprised me. The younger generation is also surprising me, because they are change makers.
Yes.
And so
they are change agents
to amplify their voices and support them. That's the key right there.
I love it.
Younger generation, and just been surprised by community people that say, you know what? They came for you. They came for all of us.
I love that.
And that is why there is so much love that overshadows that. Hey, you can try to shut us down, but there's too many of us now.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, it's time for a break. You're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace with me, Dr. Lisa. And I am so thrilled to have Camila Adams here, founder of Mimi's Fresh Teas. We will be back for, just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, you are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you living life? Or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClay generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
We're back on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, and today our guest, Camila Adams, the founder and owner of Mimi's Fresh Teas, a social justice t-shirt company, is with us. Tell us one more time, how can we contact you? How can people are listening? They want to be part of what you're doing.
Yes. Follow me on Instagram at Mimi's Fresh Teas. And then you can also order shirts at Mimi's Fresh Teas, pdx.com. And also contact me on my via email through my website as well.
Awesome. We have talked about a few different things since we've had this time together. We've talked about your story, how Mimi's Fresh Teas came to be. We've talked about the challenges of doing work that illuminates racial discord and illuminates moving toward healing with pushback. And we talked about what people can do to take part of work that's like yours, or if they're being called to do work that's like yours, listen to that call and lean in. How can people, we as a people, as a collective, build a more sustainable community in wellness? And I think that's broken down in so many different ways. We've talked about mental health. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. We've talked about collective engagement. We've talked about call to action. But how do we be strategic about building this community, the community that we crave?
Yeah, I know one of the things that I do is because when you're doing this work of social justice, making people aware, it does get exhausted, or you get exhausted. But one of the things that I do is sometimes you just got to pause, take a breather, go for a hike, get out in nature, be around like-minded folks. One of the things that I did here at Mimi's Fresh Tea Stores, I did a Sound Bowl healing event. And I had about 15 people here, and it was just beautiful. It's a way just to stay grounded and pause for a minute and just fill your cup back up, because it can deplete you, but you got to keep doing the work. You got to take those breaks and seek help. There are a lot of therapists who specialize in this work, racial trauma, racial healing, and just engaging with them, I think, is powerful.
Absolutely. I did get the information for the sound healing. I was not available. I was like, oh, I'm not available. But I love that the intentionality around creating space and healing through multiple modalities. Yeah. And I know as a Black woman, I did not grow up getting any kind of counseling, or that was something that was over there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for us. And then even being able to share, I mean, my people came out of Arkansas, and my grandfather was a sharecropper in Arkansas. Even sharing is limited. You're not, I was taught like, don't be out there talking about stuff. Like, that's for home. So there are some paradigms and some ways of being that need to change in order for me to have the healing that I have today. I was willing to go to coaching. I was willing to look for other ways to replenish, mm-hmm. To take out the things I don't need, like going to the earth and dumping the things I don't need and lifting up what I do need. And nature is a big part of it, a big, huge part of it. One of the reasons why I even moved to this part of the country, mm-hmm. is that I'm looking at trees right now. I'm around trees all the time. I'm around nature all the time. It's not just a tree in the middle of the freeway. I see trees all the time, and it feeds me. Yeah. So that the part of being able to seek the things that feed you. Yeah. And I love that not only are you having like a call to action, but you're also utilizing your space for like sound healing. People may not have heard of that before.
Yeah. Which it was amazing. Oh, it was just beautiful. I think I recorded a little clip of it. Maybe I'll send it to you so you could just get a little piece of what I experienced.
I look forward to the next one. I hope to participate. So that's one thing, bringing different modalities. And so you have quite a few things going on. And how do we get the community to be part of, like, you're leading, but how do we get people to pick up their beds and walk and also help create this more expansive community here?
Yeah. Well, you have to be willing to do it. So I can put that information out there. I can invite people in, but, you know, you have to be willing to do it and just show up and do the work. I know we're all busy, but one of the things that I know for certain is that you make time for what's important to you.
Right. Who do you think that we're not reaching? Like, you can only hear when you can hear. And then when I think about this city in particular, we just had elections and, you know, people are throwing dirt from this part to one part of the city to the other part of the city. And I think about the realistic ideal of what every person wants for their family. Mm-hmm. I mean, who do you think that we could reach that we're not reaching?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. One of the things that I know, I think these a lot of institutions around here, we're not reaching. You know, diversity, equity, and inclusion has become a big buzzword around here, but you are still practicing and dwelling in white supremacy and racist practices.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how do you transform that? How do you really show up and do the work and start changing these systems, again, that are on autopilot? That's where I think we're not reaching.
Yeah, I agree. And a person who works with organizations and institutions, sometimes they want to check off a box. I'm not your person. If you want to check off a box, I mean, I do transformative work. So, and sometimes when I'm talking to people or leaders who want to check off a box, whether they realize it or not, and I share with them the next step, you're right, it's entrenched, yes. Completely entrenched, and it's somebody else's problem. Mm-hmm. And what I wish, my prayer is starting with our schools.
Yeah.
And our school districts, our charter schools, our private schools, and having a person who has dark skin that is your DEI person is not enough.
Yes.
That's not it. It's our collective work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is really the work that I focus on. That is where Mimi's Fresh Teas was founded, in advocating for equal education for Black children, showing up to these meetings where it was predominantly white. And I knew I had to show up to speak for the other moms who couldn't.
Right.
Until 7 or 8 at night.
Right.
I wanted to show up, but they couldn't. Who didn't live in the neighborhood, but their kids went to school in that neighborhood. I knew I had to show up for them.
Right. Well, I can't believe our time is up. I look so forward to working with you in the future, collaborating and supporting your work and keeping this conversation going at not only a local level, but a national level. Wow. Thank you so much for being on Love and Light. Wow. You know, what I'll say to you listeners is just remember to treat yourself like your best friend. You can contact me on educationthroughengagement.com. You can find my new book, Love of Light, A Guide to Peace and Oneness, in Archway Publishing. I want to thank you so much for showing up for us today. Mimi's Fresh Teas is a social justice t-shirt company. And please look it up. You can always see us next time on Love and Light. We wish you have a great week and you'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. You spent the last hour engaging in challenging and transformational conversations, all for the purpose of living a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Join me next time to continue growing in love and light through healing practices and acts of love. To learn more or work with me, Dr. Lisa, visit educationthroughengagement.com. That's educationthroughengagement.com. Remember, the world changes when we change by coming home to love. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.